attorney. Just give him a call.
This is Ask an Attorney, all about Ask Florida law attorney. With attorney Joe Pippin. If you have a legal question, call Joe right now in Tampa. Call 813-287-5700. Anywhere else, toll free at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. The law office is open. And now your host, Joe Pippin.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law. I'm attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney. The law office is open. And if you have a legal question of any type, you can call our toll-free number, which is 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Hey, your question can be just about any area of law. It can be about wills, trusts, probate, guardianship, power of attorneys, healthcare surrogates. It can be some about estate litigation, estate disagreements. Can be just about any area of law. So if you have a question about family law, personal injury, real estate, any other area of law as well, you can certainly call the show. I'll be more than glad to help you in any way I can. Hope you all had a great Thanksgiving and got to do and be with all the family members you wanted to, and at least talk to them if you couldn't be with them. And glad you're joining the show. And thank you very much for listening to Ask an Attorney. Very thankful for my listeners and callers and anybody else that's associated with the show. Very, very thankful for being able to do a show like this. So again, if you have a legal question, it can be just some problem you've been thinking about, something you want an answer, somebody else you want to be able to talk to maybe get a different spin on what you should do or shouldn't do. I'm here to help you. Doing a live show right after Thanksgiving. The toll-free number is 877-943-9673. We're broadcasting today from Jacksonville, where we have offices. We also have several offices in Pinellas, Polk, Hillsboro, offices in Trinity, Claremont, Leesburg, the Villages, Palm Coast area. We have offices all over Florida, on the West Coast, East Coast, the middle of Florida, offices. We have 7 attorneys that are with the firm. We don't charge for appointments on the first visit to discuss things. Let's go to our first caller, though. Let me give you the number one more time if you want to call in. Glad to talk to you today. 877-943-9673. Let's go to Philip. Hey, Philip.
Thank you. Thanks.
You're calling from where? It says Green
Cove Springs.
Oh, Green Cove Springs. Okay, the whole thing wasn't there. Great. I'm very familiar with it. Drive through there all the time.
Beautiful area. There's a really nice sunrise this morning. Over the water. I wanted to ask you, what are the basic requirements in Florida for a will? I mean, say that you just have something written down in great detail, signed and dated and all those things. Is that enough, or what else would you need to do to do something more formal?
Well, no, a will, you can't just you can't make what's called a holographic will where you can just write one out and sign it and consider that a valid will. So it still has to be witnessed properly and notarized probably if you want to make it self-proving. So there are some formalities to having a proper will as far as the way it's signed, witnessed, and notarized.
I mean, so I'll pursue that, but I'm just also curious, say for other people, it could be educational, but also for me, you know, say I didn't get to that in the next few weeks and something happened to me. You know, say nobody challenges it, you know, you have a family that's very, you know, sound, you know, you just, I have one, you know.
Yeah, the problem is the court won't accept it, though, as a valid will. So the court won't appoint a personal representative that you've named on a piece of paper that's not signed and witnessed properly. So
what would happen? Like, does your property go to the state and things like that, or what happens?
No, it doesn't go to the state, but the state has made a statutory will for you. So because you didn't have a valid will, the state has made one for you, and basically the assets would still be distributed to your family or bloodline in some fashion according to the statute. It wouldn't go to the state of Florida. That's a myth. So it would be It would go by it would go up or down your family tree according to, you know, who's left in your family. but it would go through probate. And probate, the statutory probate, it's still a procedure where someone has to step forward, say, I want to be the personal representative of this estate, get majority approval of the other beneficiaries, get appointed by a judge, and still go through a proceeding, and most likely have to have an attorney involved in the process.
Right. So for people who have maybe complex situations in their family or troubles, there could be a big problem with that.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, now I'm going to give out, in fact, I might as well do it now, I'm going to give out my free estate planning poster sheet that kind of goes over the options, has charts, diagrams, 5 articles on estate planning. So if you would like to receive that, I'd be more than happy to send it to you and anyone else listening to the show, and I'll give it right after you hang up. So.
Oh, thanks so much.
All right, thank you so much. So if you'd like our free estate planning poster sheet, all you have to do is to do one of these 3 things. You can call our toll-free office number, 1-800-226-3529. Go to extension 200. If you want to do that this weekend, just leave a message. I need your name and address. So it's 1-800-226-3529, extension 200. Office will be open Monday morning, 8:30. So if you want to wait till then to call, you can. If you want to call and leave a message now, you can. Again, 1-800-226-3529. If you want to send me an email with your name and address, it's simply Joe, J-O-E, my first name, at A-T-T-Y, that's abbreviation for attorney, A-T-T-Y-P-I-P.com. You want to text me, you can text to 727-667-3967. That's 727-667-3967. Be glad to mail you the poster sheet. It's good good planning. It's good reading, good information for anyone thinking about estate planning, or even if you have an estate plan. Maybe you'll learn something. Let's go to Dan in Tampa. Hey, Dan. Dan, are you still there? All right, Dan, if you want to call back, we'll put you right on. If you have a question of any type, we'd be more than glad to try to help you. If you want to call the show, again, you have a toll-free number, 877-943-9673. One of our listeners sent me a text a few days ago and wanted me to discuss the importance of having a guardianship set up for a child that was under 18. And so it might be important, or you might be able to scoot by until the child's 18. Of course, a child might not be able to sign a legal document if the child needs a guardianship if they're under 18, because 18 is a legal age to be able to sign a contract or an agreement. Sometimes when money comes into the estate, or comes into the person of a guardian who wouldn't be able to manage the money, or sometimes if the money coming into a guardianship or a person who is under a guardianship, then you need to can do special things with the money to preserve Medicaid benefits or government benefits. So sometimes it's very, very important to create a guardianship for a person that's under 18, and other times you can scoot by without it for a while. But the way I think is, since you're probably going to need one anyway, why not go ahead and get it done and established? And so I think it would probably be important, particularly if there's money or monthly income or an inheritance to be received or government benefits to be planned for, why not go ahead and do the guardianship, the court approval to be able to make legal decisions for the guardian. All right, is Dan in Jacksonville on the phone? Dan, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, go right ahead.
Hey, I had a question about, I got a Class 3 stamp for a short barrel rifle. And if something were to happen to me, can I will that to my son? And does he have to apply for a Class 3 stamp?
You know, I have a good contact right here in Jacksonville that does gun trust. And the best way to pass something like that down to the family is to go ahead and put it in a trust a special trust. It's this person is associated with the National Rifle Association and does guns, done gun trust. And since the laws on that can be tricky or changing somewhat, I refer most of my gun trust case to him. So I'd be glad to share that contact with you if you want to contact me off the air.
Absolutely.
Do you have access to email?
I do.
All right, just send me an email to Joe, J-O-E, at attypip.com. If you send me your name.
P-I-P.
Just the first.
P-I-P.com.
Yeah. And just tell me, give me your name and phone number and say you'd like for the gun trust attorney to give you a call, and we'll get you hooked up.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All right.
Oh, last question. So, hypothetically, if something were to happen to me, can the government take my firearm from me or from my...
No. It would be in a gun trust. It can be left to your family. No problem.
Okay. Once I get the trust done, though.
You know, it could be left to your family otherwise. The state doesn't just take the gun. It's just the most the best way to leave it to them is through a gun trust.
Yeah, I will get on that. I'll send you an email here shortly.
All right,
thank you
so much. All right, thank you.
All right, bye.
Let's go to Joe in Jacksonville. Hey, Joe.
Hello. Yes, sir.
What can we do for you, sir?
I was just wondering, I'd like to... not really change my name, but just add my nickname to my given name.
Okay. Well, you know, in Florida...
You know, I know my friend just got married, and she changed her name, and it seemed like it was an easy, you know, down to the courthouse, and it was done, you know?
Well, some people do that themselves. Just the process of getting the forms... you might be able to even get them online. You might be able to go to a court website to get the name change forms. Basically, there can't be a fraudulent intent. But let me tell you
right.
This. In Florida, if you want to be able to change your name, you're going to probably have to change driver's license, social security card. There are a whole bunch of other things that go along with it you probably haven't thought about.
Okay.
In Florida, you can use whatever name you want to as long as it doesn't have a fraudulent intent. But the formality of setting up a driver's license and voter's card and Social Security and all those other things that go along with a name change that you haven't thought about. But you can call yourself anything. I mean, you can have a business card. You can have a fictitious name if you want to use it for business purposes. There's a way to file for that. If you just want to call yourself a name, you know, it's usually not a problem. But there is a petition for a name change form. Some people try to do it themselves. You have to be fingerprinted. Even there's a whole process of things you have to go through. You have to go before a judge, most likely, to have your petition, and he'll sign an order to do it. So ask your friend how she did it and whether she did it herself. You know, maybe if she did do it herself, ask her where she got the forms from and what kind of...
Well, it was, you know, she had gotten married, you know, and then... You know, I guess she changed her name.
Oh yeah, well on the marriage license you can change your name. You can take your new married name. That's a fairly easy procedure. But if you just want to do a name change, it's a little bit more to it. We have a family law attorney, but she's in the Pinellas, Hillsboro, Tampa area, and she charges like $750 to do it for a person. I don't know. She's not available to come up here in Jacksonville, though, to be able to do that. But
well, I have family. I have family right there in the Newport Richey area, Tarpon Springs.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
She'd be glad to talk to you if you want to talk to her about it.
Okay. All right. I'll follow up on it.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
You're listening to Ask an Attorney. That's me, Attorney Joe Pippin, all about Florida law. If you have a legal question of any type, give us a call. We'd be more than glad to... talk to you, give you a little direction, maybe peace of mind. And if you can give us a call and ask you a question, you might be helping a lot of other people as well. So the toll-free number to call the show is 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. And we're here to help as many people as we possibly can on this after Thanksgiving weekend. So what about estate planning? This first one of the first callers was about writing your own will. And we talked about where just writing your own will, signing what you want to do with your assets doesn't work. That wouldn't be considered a valid will because it's probably not witnessed and notarized properly. In this particular one, I don't think it was witnessed at all. Now, some states, you can do that, actually. But the state of Florida, you can't. It would not be a valid document. So what about going online? Some legal websites that have documents you can buy. What about those? Let me tell you, I've reviewed a lot of those that people have tried to do themselves. And I tell you, most all of them, I'll go through it and ask a few questions. And they did something that they didn't exactly plan on or even want as far as being able to do it properly. They didn't know the meaning of certain words. They didn't know. It's amazing to me that I have people that come into my office all the time and they can't get, they get stuck in who gets it and who's in charge. And somehow or another, they don't know that you name someone to be in charge with a backup, you know, someone to be in charge to pay the bills, do the taxes, to make the distribution, and they don't know if that person can also be a beneficiary. So they have all these kind of questions, but they've attempted to do the documents themselves, and they wind up not having contingencies, they wind up misunderstanding who does what or what the purpose is, so forth. So I don't know. It seems like to me it'd be worth just a peace of mind to have it done by somebody who does it every day. Hey, if you can if you have a legal question, give us a call. You have a toll-free number. You're listening to a live show where people call in and ask legal questions, and other people listen and benefit from the answers as well. And you have a toll-free number, 877-943-9673. 877-943-9673. Hey, do you have a need for a speaker to come to your group? Do you have a monthly speaker? Do you have speakers that come and talk about a topic that you pick? So I do that all the time. I do legal topics, though. And if you have a need for a speaker to come to your group, I love doing that. And there's no charge or anything. And we do service clubs, Kiwanis, Rotary, Optimus. We do retirement groups, AARP groups. We do New York, New Jersey clubs, things like that. We have men's clubs, ladies' clubs, all kinds of groups. If you need to speak at church groups, I get to speak at a lot of churches. There's several of the radio stations that carry my program over Florida are either owned by a church or have a Christian format. So I get to speak in a lot of churches as well. If you need a speaker, all you have to do is to call our office number. Now, this is not the radio show number today. This is the office number. And you have a toll-free number, 1-800-226-3529. That's 1-800-226-3529. So you asked me, what do I talk about when I go into a church? I just had a talk a couple of Wednesday nights ago at Indian Rocks Baptist Church. That's in Largo, Florida. So what do we talk about? We talk about estate planning and being a good steward of the assets you've been entrusted with and how to properly plan that. How to take care of special circumstances within the family. And we took questions. I had probably most of my hour that I had there, probably more than half of it was just answering questions. I had to pause the questions for a few minutes to get to some of the points that I wanted to make. But if you have a need for a speaker, there's no charge. I love doing this. This is really a fun part of a practice, is doing the radio show and getting to go out and give talks and be with different groups in the community. The toll-free office number for you to arrange that for maybe next year is 1-800-226-3529. That's 1-800-226-3529. Also, at Easter time, we have a special talk that I do on the trial of Jesus. Trial of Jesus is talking about the three Roman trials and the three Jewish trials and the trials before the people and the laws back in those days versus the laws today. and just looking at the whole thing through a legal eyes. So if you have would like for that to be done perhaps in your church, sometimes during the Easter week, hey, give us a call, 1-800-226-3529. That's 1-800-226-3529. In Jacksonville, I got to speak to a wonderful group of about 200 ladies a couple of weeks ago. It was a newcomers alumni group. I'd never spoken to a newcomers alumni group. There was at Marsh Landing Country Club. So if you need for a speaker, I'm more than glad to do that. And all you have to do is to call that toll-free number, 1-800-226-3529. Hey, if you'd like to call the show, we have open lines right now and waiting for you to call with your legal question. And maybe I can shed some light on it, give you a little peace of mind, get you pointed in the right direction. The radio show number for right now is 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. And phone lines are open on this after Thanksgiving weekend. So, some of the unusual things that come up in estate planning once in a while. So, what if someone comes in and says, one of my stories I talk about in seminar one time, sometimes, is a person came in and they would say something like, you know, I'm really disappointed in one of my children. I've tried to talk them into going to church. I've tried to get them to understand the truth that I believe, and they're just not interested. Is there anything I can do to motivate them in my estate plan to maybe get their inheritance based on them going to church or something like that? So one person one time asked me to put in their document that they would give their child $5,000 a month. So they would take their inheritance, say they got a third of the estate, and they were going to give them $5,000 a month, provided that the child go to church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night every week. And if the child didn't do that, then the money went to the church. So we talked about that a little bit, and we talked about ways the child maybe could create their own church, or they could go to somebody's house who was forming a church. And there are lots of ways that the child could probably not benefit from doing that. And then you might even cause resentment to chase them away from religion by doing something like that. But the answer was, well, can I do it? And actually the answer was, sure, you can put things like that in your document. So what about if someone says, well, I want to give my child money provided they divorce their spouse? Can you put something like that in a will or trust? Well, the answer is no, because that's against public policy to do something like that to encourage divorce. Hey, let's go. Let's give out the number, 877-943-9673. Let's go to Malcolm in Tampa.
Public policy to do something like that.
Hey, Malcolm, you need to turn off your radio, man.
Okay, yeah, okay, thanks. I just heard you on the radio, so I was interested in getting my name changed. I know you said you had someone to do it for $750, you know, you had a number.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering what that number was. You said she'd do it for like $750.
All right, well, I think that's her current fee, but you would call our office number. So she's in Largo, but her office number is 727-586-3306, and you would go to extension 112.
Okay, great. Yeah, I was just listening to the show, you know. I was interested in getting my name changed, and I just heard a few things on that. It's good all the time, you know. So I was just wondering where our office was and where can I go and get it done.
Yeah, so why, don't tell me your full name or anything. I'm not trying to get that out of you, but why do you want to get your name changed?
Well, like I said, I think someone got my Social Security card and been using it and everything, you know. So that's one reason why I want to get it changed, you know.
Okay. Well, that's a good reason.
Okay.
All right. Well, Malcolm, you have a good weekend. Thanks.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
Let's go to Jane in Pinellas Park.
Hello?
Hey, Jane.
I wanted to put my new name on the deed to my house. Do I have to pay dock stamps on the new deed?
So your new married name?
No. Well, no, I got divorced.
Oh, your new, okay, your new former name. Well, is there a mortgage due on the house?
Yeah.
Well, what we normally do is to say from you to you, formerly known as, and use your former name, and now your new name, and try to do just a corrective deed. You might check with the mortgage company to make sure that's not a name change, so I don't think there'd be a problem. But I think since it's you, it's the same person, same entity, same name, I don't think there's going to be a charge, a dock stamp charge. I mean, maybe $19.20 to record a new deed. But it's not like a sale where you're selling to someone else. So I don't believe you'd have any of those type of cost.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if they would charge dock stamps or not. Because I asked the title company one time, and they were going to charge me several hundred dollars, you know. At the time, I was getting a mortgage on it, and
well, mortgage is different now. Anything relating to a new mortgage or something, there are mortgage stamp costs and so forth on that. But since it's not a name change and not a transfer to a different entity or a different party, I don't think there's going to be a charge.
Okay.
Just make sure you're dealing with an attorney. You know, we have an attorney in our firm that could probably do the deed for you. And make sure that the proper language is in the deed so you won't have a cost.
Okay. And I got a question about will. If I don't have any children, I don't have any heirs, I just have brothers and sisters. My mother's still alive, but she's elderly. If I were to pass away without a will, what would happen to my house?
In those circumstances, you told me it would go to your mother with a statutory will. So if your mother was on a nursing home or Medicaid, that could mess up government benefits. So if you want to bypass mother in this case and leave to brothers and sisters, or even pick and choose amongst the brothers and sisters, a simple will would do that, but you need to know a simple will would go through probate.
Yeah, because I don't even know how many attorneys are even experienced at probate. I don't know if some attorneys write wills but never go to probate court, you know, and might not write it correctly, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you could use, you know, our office is, our main headquarters office is in Largo.
Oh, okay, good.
So if we can ever help you with that, we'd be glad to.
Okay, great.
All right.
I appreciate your time. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we have several offices in Pinellas County. We have several in Hillsborough. We have several in Polk. We have offices down in Manatee, we have Trinity, Zephyr Hills, we have offices in Claremont, Leesburg, the Villages, we have offices Palm Coast up to the Jacksonville area, and we have use of offices in multiple other places. If you want to call our office, it's 1-800-226-3529. Let's go to Jack in Sarasota.
How you doing?
Good, and you?
Good, good. Listen, I got one quick question. I bought a car, we'll say, this past Sunday, and drove, signed all the papers, pulled out a lot, and went back home. And then all of a sudden, my wife realized that she thought that she was getting something else on the car, which we didn't get. And she was, like, not satisfied, even though that we could get over that. But I was just wondering, where did the contact at the dealership and said if I could return it and swap it out to get the other one that we'd like to have? Same type of style, but it's just some more additives on it, like cameras. And my question is that what do you expect? What can I expect? I already set it up. I said, yeah, come on in Monday. I was just wondering, what do you think that I would be experiencing when I go there?
It's hard to say. I mean, you might have a very. Did you sign mortgage? Did you sign loan payments for the car?
No, that was all paid cash.
So, have they filed the papers?
Everything, guys, registration, everything went through. walked out, got the plates on, the whole nine yards. And,
have they sent those papers into the state, though?
Well, that I don't know. All I know is that it's like I searched the internet, seen that they say, well, you know, they if it's like 3 days, 4 days, and then you have the like there's only 45 miles on the car. They said that, you know, they sometimes will do that. I was just curious if
well, they might do it, but if they sent papers in, they'd have to be redone. And then there are taxes and all those kind of things. I don't know. You're just going to have to go there and find out. The sooner the better. I mean, so it depends on if everything's submitted. If they froze everything and didn't submit anything and they're willing to do that for you, I say it might work. But if everything's already been submitted, they're going to have to resubmit them. And I doubt that they can do a correction on that.
Reverse it. You mean. It becomes a used car, is what you're saying.
Well, it could. I mean, it very well could. And, you know, it's hard to reverse things that are already submitted to the state, too.
Gotcha. Well, we'll see what happens then.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right. You're listening to Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law. If you have a legal question, you have about 20 minutes left in the show. You have a toll-free number, 877-943-9673. Let's go to Ann in Lakeland.
Hello.
Hey, Ann.
Yes, I have a question about if I have a house for sale. I'm not for sale, but I have a house I'm leaving to my children, and I have a lot of credit card bills, and if there's not enough money, or if a house was sold, if there's not enough money to pay the credit card bills, will the children have to pay the credit card bills? Are they responsible?
No. No, in your house, your homestead in Florida is not subject to the claims of creditors. So your children could actually receive your house, and if there was no money to pay the credit card bills, that would have no effect on them receiving the house free and clear from the credit card debt.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you very much, and God bless you for all you do.
Well, God bless you. You have a good good weekend. All right.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Now, that's the exact type of question that you might be worried about, and there might be a very good answer to give you peace of mind. And that's what the show about. It's about giving you information that also may give you peace of mind. Now, if the answer had been slightly different under Florida law, at least you would know. So if you have a legal question, something you're worried about, give us a call, 877-943-9673. And let's go to Andrew in Palm Harbor. Hey, Andrew.
How's it going today?
It's going great. And you?
That's fantastic. I got a question for you. I got a pretty good estate going on, and I'm thinking of putting things in a trust. I own three homes, okay? Now, I've been divorced before and got remarried. My one home I've been in for 34 years. Another home was my parents' home that I bought my brothers out, but at the time I was remarried again. And another home I bought with my wife at the present time. Now, if I'm to put everything into a trust, two houses are under my name alone, and one house is under both of our names. Now, if I put that into a trust, if I was to get divorced again, would she still be able to come after half of what I've got into these two homes that are under my own name?
Well, do you have a pre- or post-marital agreement?
No, I don't.
And how long have you been married?
I've been married for 9 years.
Well, okay, so let's dissect this a little bit. If you have separate real estate in your separate name, you could have a separate trust. So you and your wife who own the home together can have a joint trust and put that home and all of your jointly held assets into that trust. You can have a separate trust just for the real estate you own in your separate name, and that would be advisable. So the question is whether she would have some rights to assets just in your separate name. And the answer is she probably would have some rights, but it's hard to dissect all of that and give you an exact answer on marital assets and how they'll be divided upon divorce if there was one. Yeah, but there are three kind of categories. If you're married less than 7 years, a spouse would get less. If you're married between 7 and 17, they would get more. And if they're if you're married over 17, it's pretty much a 50-50 split, absent a pre- or post-marital agreement.
No matter if I was in this house for 35 years or not, she's still entitled to half of it.
Well, if you've been married more than 17 years, it's a good chance. So let me ask you this. You can do a post-marital agreement at any time. So would she be agreeable if you all sit down and...
I don't think so on that one.
All right. All right, well, that's pretty much the answer, I think.
It's two separate trusts, but if I put everything in a joint trust, then she's entitled to everything.
Well, no, I'm not. I didn't advise you to put everything in a joint trust. I had things that you...
All right, I understand.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, I understand that.
All right.
All right, well, I appreciate the answer. I got some questions answered. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, let's go to Jim in Ruskin, Florida.
Joe, question came up over Thanksgiving about a trust on a bank account versus payable upon death. I was just wondering what the payable on death entails.
All right, well, good question. So I get asked this all the time. Should I, what's the difference between a paid on death account and a living trust? Generally, I think a trust is better because if you have a living trust and become incapacitated before death, the assets in the trust have to be used for your benefit while you're living in a style of living, you know, in the a style of living you're accustomed to. A paid on death account, nothing happens until death. So whereas with a living trust, things can be managed inside the trust that you own for your benefit while you're living. And if you just relied on paid on death accounts, then things like your home, you don't set up a home like on a paid on death. So it'd be better to create a trust where you can put your home and your other assets in there that all could be used for your benefit if you become incapacitated.
But it's just for a bank account.
I know, but I was just telling you the difference. So the bank account inside a trust can be used for your benefit while you're living, but incapacitated. Whereas if you just put paid on death, nothing's going to happen until death.
I see. Okay. Very good. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Let's go to Sue in Tampa.
In Tampa.
Hey, Sue.
Hi. I have a living trust. It was all set up through your friend, Mr. Moses.
Okay.
In Tampa. And so he told me to go to my bank and get the account in the trust name. Well, this is a Fred, Florida Credit Union,
mm-hmm.
Florida Central Credit Union.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went there and they said that they don't do that, that the beneficiary just comes with the death certificate and then that it's just handled like that after I die. But then I listened to you and you said, well what if...
There are some credit unions that their technology on the way they create accounts doesn't accommodate trust. I mean, there's very, very few, but that might be one of them. So the answer there would be just make your trust the beneficiary. So your credit union account winds up with all of the other assets to be divided equally according to whatever instructions you have in the trust. And so what we do there is we make sure you have a power of attorney as well, right? You have a durable power of attorney that's part of the package. So the power of attorney can access that account if need be while you're living for your benefit. If you needed that money to take care of something, but you were in a hospital or a nursing home or in a rehab center or something, and they needed to access that money, we can access it through the power of attorney. And then upon death, it would still wind up your trust with everything else to be divided according to your instructions.
Oh, sounds a little complicated, but if I didn't do that, would it have to go through probate?
No, well, not if you have a beneficiary, either to the trust or someone else. And there have been several credit unions that have been very, very, very slow to adopt to being able to change an account to the name of the trust. During my career there, I've seen most of them change over to be able to hold a trust account. But there's still, unfortunately, a few out there, and some of the government credit unions, the federal credit unions, are still a little bit slow as well. But there are a few out there. But that doesn't mean you can't put the rest of your assets in other places into the trust.
Right. So, well, all right. Then would I have to come in and have that changed over?
That doesn't change the trust document. The trust is more or less a bucket. Okay. You have the rest of your life to put things in or take things out.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just wondering about that, why they wouldn't change it over. So, all right. Well, thank you for your help.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Listening to Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law. I'm Attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney. If you have a legal question, you have about 10 minutes left in the show. You have a toll-free number, which is 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. And be more than glad to try to help you. Why worry about something? You got something on your mind? Give me a call and see if I can help. If you would like our free estate planning poster sheet, it's a large poster sheet. There are 5 articles on one side all about estate planning. There are articles about your 3 options in estate planning and your choices you have. And you're going to choose one of those as your primary estate plan. There are other articles talking about what happens based on what choice you made with the estate. And if you, on the other side, is has all of our office attorneys, radio shows, contact information. So if you would like to have that, I'd love to send it to you. And you can get it one of 3 ways. You can call our toll-free office number. You can call. We're open from 8:30 to 5 during the week. If you want to call on the weekends, you can just leave a message with your name and address. And you, the number is 1-800-226-3529. That's 1-800-226-3529. If you want to email me a request, it's simply Joe, J-O-E, at attypip.com. That's Joe, J-O-E, at attypip.com. If you want to text me your name and address, it's simply 727-667-3967. 727 is the text, and I need your name and address to send you out the poster sheet. 727-667-3967. You know, if you have an iPhone, we have an Ask an Attorney app. Now, so it's only on iPhones right now, but basically it's a free app. So if you go to Ask an Attorney at the App Store there, on the iPhone Store or the Apple Store, you just type in Ask an Attorney and you see where you can download the app. It's free. So once you do that, then you have the access to a lot of the previous radio shows, basically. So if you can have a few minutes and want to listen to one of those, that would be great. Let's go to Scotty in Bradenton.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call today. I have a question for you. I don't know if you just do wills and trusts and things like that. Do you know anything about the ADA Act, the American Disability Act? I'm a person with disabilities, and I feel I was discriminated against. I wonder if you know how to pursue that.
Well, I can get you someone that can help you with that. That's not an area. I can. If you want to email me or text me your name and address, I'll find you some help.
Wonderful. Thank you.
So how were you discriminated against?
Well, I was in a little fender bender, and they immediately just took one look at my appearance because of the disability aid that I wear, and they just treated me like a non-credible person. The police, the fire people, everybody. It was just really appalling. And they didn't listen to anything I had to say. And it was just really completely unfair.
Were you injured?
And it just because of my appearance.
Were you injured?
Yes. And they didn't even ask if I was injured. I was okay. They're just took the other driver's word is gospel, and spent 20 minutes with them, 1 minute with me, didn't listen to anything I have to say, didn't even ask if I was okay. And I had to be taken from the scene by ambulance.
Well, so you never met with a personal injury attorney thereafter either?
Not yet, no.
Okay. Well, I can refer one of those to you as well, if you like.
Okay.
So,
what is your email then?
All right. So it's Joe.
It went so fast I couldn't touch it.
It's just simply Joe, Joe, at ATTY.
Oh, ATTY. Okay.
PIP, the first three letters of my last name, Pippin. .com.
Okay.
So it's just Joe at AddiePip.com.
Okay, great. Okay,
well,
I'd be
more than glad to try to help you.
Thank you very, very much.
All right, thank you.
Bye bye.
Let's go to Eric in Bradenton. Hey, Eric.
Good morning. I just had a question as far as Homestead. I'm a resident of Manatee County. I had Homestead, and then I got married to a Canadian. And then they revoked the homestead. Is there any way of just having that reinstated? The question is, or the information also is that I'm strictly American. There's no green card or anything. My wife, strictly Canadian. No green card, nothing of that sort.
Well, so did they tell you why they revoked it? That's been your homestead.
Yes.
So they totally revoked the whole homestead?
Yes. And then the only other part on this is that my wife is half on the title to the condominium where, you know, she's half owner. But we had it stated where I was the primary owner. So
did they send you a letter of why they revoked it?
No. No.
Why don't you go down to the courthouse and talk to the property appraiser? And tell him that it's always been your residence, homestead, your primary resident, and you don't believe the homestead should have been revoked, and at least start the conversation with somebody down at the courthouse. And it could be that simple.
Oh.
If not, have them give to you in writing why they revoked it, and then have an attorney look at it for you.
Oh, okay. Okay. That sounds good. Okay. Well, thank you, sir.
All right. Well, I hope that helps. Sometimes,
okay.
Sometimes it's sometimes instead of hiring an attorney, you can go down, at least make the first effort to go down to the courthouse, talk to the property appraiser about your homestead exemption. And I would do it in December too, so don't let too much more time go by.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Hope that works for you.
Will do.
All right. Thanks. All right. You're listening to Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law. I'm attorney Joe Pippin, host of Ask an Attorney since 1984. I think it's like the longest running continual program in Florida. And we're here every Saturday morning to help you. We do have other shows as well. If you want to contact us, you can call our toll free office number 1-800-226-3529. You can email me at Joe, Joe, at ATTYPIP.com. You can text me at 727-667-3967. And again, we're here every week to help as many people as we possibly can. If you'd like a speaker for your group, love to do that. And if I'm open on my calendar, I can possibly make it, I'll be there. I just like doing that. So it's a fun part of my practice to get out and be able to do that. It's actually a fun part of my practice to do radio show and television occasionally. So it's just something I really like doing. So if you'd like to the biggest compliment you can give our show, hey, is to tell someone else about it. Tell them all about it. Maybe they'll listen, and maybe I can help them as well. You have a great, great weekend. So long. Thanks for listening to Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law.